This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It was probably about this stage last week that I was ringing Tom Kosh from the Pioneers to tell him that you, across the Limestone Coast, had voted the Pioneers the best sports team in the Limestone Coast. Today, we get to talk for a very different reason. Tom Kosh, good morning.
Morning, Ewan. How are you going?
I'm good. More to the point, how are you?
Yeah, look, been a difficult sort of 24 hours. Ewan, unfortunately, didn't receive the news that we were hoping for yesterday in regard to our application for Big V. Unfortunately, our application wasn't considered, and Mount Gambier still find themselves 14 weeks down the track without a league to play in.
As a result of being denied the Big V competition, what happens for the Pioneers now? I mean, you guys must be almost in turmoil.
We are. Look, I mean, it's been very difficult for our board. Our board's been dealing with this every step of the way for 14 weeks with no clear direction and no real support from Basketball Australia in the way that this has played out. Basketball Australia and Basketball Victoria present us the opportunity to play to make an application for Big V, which seemed to be a good way forward. It put us in the tent to obviously be able to reapply for Basketball Victoria's elite competition in 12 months' time if we could prove that we'd put together a competitive women's team. Although the application was submitted last week and we got a response early yesterday that Basketball Victoria weren't willing to consider or rewrite the bylaws to have an entrant of an interstate team into the competition. So it's hugely disappointing. A lot of energy has been wasted upon the direction of both Basketball Australia as well as Basketball Victoria to put together an application, and we've been completely let down again. Not only does it affect the people that are working internally on these political issues, it also puts a large amount of pressure on our players who have committed to us no end since the this process started, and quite honestly, they're sitting around waiting in the wings, rejecting offers from other basketball clubs in the hope that Mount Gambier are able to find a clear direction of where they will be playing next season.
If the Pioneers cannot find a league to play in next year, if the playing members of the Pioneers do reject other offers, will there be an opportunity for them to gain access to clubs even after the final decision is made? Or, I mean, are these people sitting here making decisions, hoping that the Pioneers can get onto the courts next year without any further options if they say no to other clubs?
Look, definitely the opportunities do pass by quite quickly. I mean, most teams are doing all their work to put together their rosters for next season. A lot of them would do that prior to the Christmas break, and we are vastly getting quite close to that. Most teams will start their pre-season in early February, and be working towards that. Doesn't leave a lot of time for Mount Gambier to put together a team, regardless of what league we put in, we find ourselves in, and it doesn't give our players much opportunity to reconsider any relocation or opportunities elsewhere. So we met with our players last night, gave them an update on the news that we received earlier yesterday, and we've been supportive of them sticking with us for the next 24-48 hours until such time as we have a clearer picture of where it will end up for us, and we'll be able to address the community and the public about where the future lies. But we are asking for some immediate action from Basketball Australia in regards to our position, because it's unfathomable to think that this can happen to a basketball club that's provided a lot of joy and made their sport very good over a long period of time.
Well, Tom, we've been a bloody good club for a number of decades now, and a leader in the competition that was the Seabull. To think that we would be, I suppose the term would be, relegated to a league that was vastly inferior to the SEBA League is unfathomable to me.
It is, mate. Look, it's hard. It's hard to think that we can, you know, we can be a club that was willing to do all that they could to be to remain at the top level of competition that was available to them. Was rejected when other exceptions were made for other teams within SEBL to be included within the elite competition. So hugely disappointing on that. But we'd actually worked with Basketball Australia and Basketball Victoria with the possibility of being entered into this to Big V competition because we felt like it was a way forward and we felt like it was a positive step in the way that we could can still compete and continue to play with the idea that we could step up to the elite competition if the powers that be accepted us in 12 months' time or 24 months' time. It gave us a good base to work from, but that opportunity doesn't seem possible either. So we're hugely disappointed. We haven't given up the fight, but our options are extremely limited, and we just we're just doing all that we can to preserve the Pioneers as best we can in this with an aim that we can advance to a higher level of competition at some point.
Tom, 9 times out of 10, we are very lucky to be in the position that we are in Mount Gambier, being between two capital cities. In this case, though, has that been to the detriment of the Pioneers in their current struggle?
Look, I wouldn't have thought so. Mount Gambier has always tried to do what they can to compete at a higher level. We've been a respected member amongst our competitors for many years, regardless of how we've performed. We've always done things at a higher level, even in years that we were not as successful on court. We've done all that we can to provide a great sporting entertainment product for our community, and people loved coming to Mount Gambier to play, and it was a great benefit for all those involved within the sport that they could come along and play in front of 800 people to 1,000 people any home game. So I wouldn't have thought that our wouldn't like to think that our recent success has probably been at our detriment of recent times, but I think that definitely the value that a club like Mount Gambier does for young South Australians and the pathway that it's provided young kids to come and play at the highest level of a competition during the winter. Just the there hasn't been a forethought by Basketball Australia of how actually important having a South Australian-based team is in this set winter premier winter competition.
Tom, it's got to be incredibly hard for you and the board at the moment. Hopefully we get the chance to talk in a couple of days' time and maybe hopefully see a glimmer on the horizon of some good news for 2019 for the Pioneers team.
Thanks very much.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.